I have to believe, Peter, that you get a lot of explosive reactions to a song like If Jesus Had a Gun.
Well, it's a new enough song that I haven't played it a lot. And interestingly enough, I mailed out a couple hundred CDs to folk stations mostly. I have had a couple of reactions to that one, but it wasn't getting any airplay at first, and now it's starting to get some airplay from different places. When I first wrote the song, I took it over to the local elementary school during recess and played it for the kids during lunchtime. And the principal said, oh, yeah, you can go ahead and try that if you want. And I was talking to the fifth and sixth graders, and one kid came over and said, my mom's singing your album. You're Peter Alsop, aren't you? Because I don't have kids that age anymore. So I was sort of test driving my songs. And we did that one. And I said, what do you guys think? And he said, oh, I think it's good, you know. And I said, well, what about for littler kids get my album? He said, no, that's okay. They'll get the idea about, you know, Jesus wouldn't ever use a gun. He'd throw it away, you know, and stuff like that. And there's guns out there. And so I said, okay, I don't know. I got to make up my mind whether I'm going to put it on the adult album or the kid album. And about 2 hours later, I get an irate phone call from the principal. What are you singing to the kids? I said, wait, what's the matter? Evidently, there was a fourth grader kind of walking by this group, this informal group that I had gotten together near the edge of the playground and leaning up against the anchor fence, and went down after lunch and told his teacher, hey, there's some old guy up there like singing songs about Jesus shooting people. And so she, of course, called the principal, who wanted to know what I was doing. So I had to send him a copy of the song and the lyrics, because he was afraid that the kids were going to go tell their parents and the parents are going to call in. It was, you know, a tempest in a teapot. But I sort of realized, ooh, yeah, maybe. So therefore, it is on the adult album. I do get a reaction to it. I actually just heard that Fox News played it in Los Angeles last week. And I went, how would they put that in a news program? And somebody told me, I haven't heard it, but I realized one of the little girls who sang with me on the little kids' album's father works for Fox News in L.A., and when I give a free CD back to the kids who were on it, I sent them both of the CDs, and he must have heard it and thought it was worthwhile. I got to give him a call and find out what's going on with that. And again, I'm delighted that you're doing what you're doing. I think spirit in action is a really important thing. For me, a lot of the last 15 years have been, how do we get people to take action when there's the threat of having your character defamed, or people saying that you're, you know, there's something essentially wrong with you if you think that way, or if you do that behavior, there's something wrong with you, which is different. One of the things I teach my audience is the difference between shame and guilt, and there's a lot of shame messages out there. Shame is about who you are, and I do not accept any shame messages about myself anymore. Guilt is about what you do, and I don't mind having a little bit of guilt, because I do things sometimes that maybe I can go, maybe I should have thought that through better. But guilt is something that you can change. You can change your behavior. This can be empowering to realize, I'm not going to do that. I'm tempted to do that again, but I'm not going to do it. It gives me some power. I can change what I do. If I accept shame messages and something about who I am, that there's something essentially wrong with me, then there's nothing I can do. So who cares? And I've worked with lots of kids who felt so ashamed of themselves that they were just bad, that they weren't going to change their behaviors. Because who cares? They're bad anyway. So for me, that's an important distinction. And that's why I do songs like on the Grow It At Home album, I did a song called I'm Going to Stick My Neck Out, which is about taking a chance. You know, you got to stick your neck out sometimes if you're going to have any action at all that has any impact in the communities we live in and in our lives.
Amy the giraffe stuck her neck up so high, she saw hungry lions hiding in a bush nearby. But Amy didn't tell her friends, she turned and ran away. Now she feels awful, 'cause she acted that way. So Amy made a promise to speak up for little guys, even if it's scary for someone her size. So when Amy spots a carnivore, she does her thing. She sticks her neck out and starts to sing.
Gotta stick my neck out before it's too late. Gotta stick my neck out, go, 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 communicate. Gotta stick my neck out when my friends are in a bind. Gotta stick my neck out and say what's on my mind.
Come on, kids.